Introduction. There's a feeling that I've come to know intimately over more than three decades of ministry. It's a sacred ache, a holy dissatisfaction. It is the low, persistent hum of a God-given dream that lives and breathes and burns within the heart of a leader, yet it remains invisible to the world. Perhaps you know this feeling. It visits you in the quiet moments, in the car, in the shower, late at night when the house is still. It's a vivid picture that flashes in your mind, a room full of people worshiping in a church that doesn't yet exist, the face of a single mother finding hope in a ministry you're supposed to build, the sound of young people being discipled and set free by a program that is currently locked inside your head. You can see it. You can almost taste it. The colors are vibrant, the need is urgent, and the calling feels as real as the beat of your own heart. You know with a certainty that defies logic that this vision is from God, and yet it remains a dream, a beautiful, powerful, haunting dream that follows you, whispering of what could be, what should be. The weight of it is immense. The frustration of its containment is a burden that only those who have been entrusted with such a vision can truly understand. It is the pain of a calling unrealized, a mission unlaunched, a destiny deferred. If this is your story, I want you to know that you are not alone, and you are in the right place. This audiobook, this entire process, was designed for you. For more than 30 years, I've sat across the table from countless men and women just like you. I have seen the fire in their eyes as they describe the vision God has shown them. I have felt the passion in their voice, and then I have witnessed the fire dim and the passion fade. Not because the vision was weak, but because the path to its execution was unclear. I have heard the litany of noble-sounding excuses that become the eulogies for their dreams. I'm just waiting for God to open the next door. Or I need to pray about it a little more, or it's not the right time, my life is just too busy. I just don't have the money or resources right now, or what if I try and it's not as good as it is in my head? What if I fail? These are the phrases that line the hallways of a place that I call the ministry graveyard. It is the wealthiest, most tragic place on earth, for it is filled with all the potential that was never realized. It is crowded with dreams of unlaunched churches, unwritten books, undeveloped leaders, and unstarted nonprofits. It's a testament to the devastating gap that exists between divine inspiration and practical implementation. The greatest tragedy in the kingdom is not a lack of vision. It's a lack of execution. It is visionaries who see what God wants to do, but for 1,000 different reasons, never take the first real, tangible, documented step to bring it to earth. At the root of this inaction is a quiet, corrosive lie, a deeply personal doubt that masquerades as spiritual humility. It's the whisper that says, "Who am I to do something so great?" It's the imposter syndrome that convinces you that the vision God gave you is bigger than the person He created you to be. It is a fundamental lack of belief, not in God, but in the richness and power that God has deposited in you. You believe in the vision, but you don't fully believe you are the one qualified to carry it. And so, paralyzed by this doubt, you wait, you pray, you hope, and you watch as the years tick by, the passion cools to a low ember, and the sacred ache becomes a familiar, dull pain of resignation. You have wasted your life not because you lack a calling, but because you lacked a belief in your own agency to co-labor with God and a practical plan to do so. This brings us to the most sobering truth of all. The cost of your inaction is not your own. Your vision was never meant to be a private treasure for you to admire. It was given to you as a gift to be given away. It is bread for a starving world. It is a solution to a problem, a balm for a wound, a light in a dark place. And as long as it remains locked inside your head, the people God entrusted you to serve are the ones who pay the price. There is a family on the brink of divorce that needs the marriage ministry you were called to build. There is an addict who needs the recovery program you were meant to launch. There is a teenager lost in confusion who needs the youth center you were supposed to open. The people whose faces you see in your dreams are real, and they are waiting. They are waiting for you to be courageous.